Okay, before the clock goes against us, I must welcome into studio my two guests who are here next from Siamsa. They are director of the show we're about to talk about, Jonathan Kelleher, and chorus mistress, which sounds like a very posh title, Martina Murphy. You're both very welcome. Thanks a million for coming in. You're smiling there at the Ford Fiesta stories. Jonathan, you're here to tell us about Kultur, and is this part of Siamsa celebrating the centenary of our state, really?
Yeah, it's part of the decade of centenary celebrations or commemorations. So we were approached back earlier in the year, could we do something about it? So we started looking into it, and myself and Martina were the two, I suppose, in the early days of it, to figure out what we could do. So we started researching, reading up a lot on all of it, and I suppose making sure we knew what we were talking about. And I should mention Tommy O'Connor in the library was a huge help to us in this, because Kerry County Council are involved as well in it. So then we decided, like, rather than delving too much into the politics of it, because that's a very grey area and one to be careful like that, we wanted to look at what was happening culturally at the time.
100 years ago.
Or thereabouts, you mean, what was happening. So, like, I suppose as a nation, we have a very strong culture because... And again, I believe that is because we've always had to fight for it. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those things. So in around 100 years, what was happening with the ordinary people? What were uniting people? What was people who were on opposite sides in a brutal civil war,
yeah,
and
the
War,
yeah,
of Independence and all of that, and particularly in Kerry. So what songs were being sung? What dances were danced? What music was being played? What kept the people... driving our culture during this time, who were involved in sport. Kerry football was very important as well at all this time. And how did these people influence what was happening in a very difficult time in our history?
Well, that sounds really interesting. Mm. I'd say a labour of love for you, Jonathan.
Yeah, I suppose look, it's only a generation away from all of us, I mean, like that, so we're all well aware of it, and I suppose the more you read into it and the more you look at it, it is so interesting. And again, from a Siamsa perspective, it was to look at from that cultural point of view rather than trying to tell exact stories of what happened on either side.
And Martina, will there be like songs and tunes that people will recognise that have stood the test of time for the 100 years or so?
Yes, I suppose the Irish people always have a great thing about singing. Singing is very important for Irish people. We sing at the drop of a hat, usually at the end of the night when we're supposed to be going home. So a lot of the songs that I've chosen, it's very easy to go down a rabbit hole and get lost in everything. But a lot of the songs we would have learned at school. So things like Cáithne Gaoir and Róisín Dubh and songs like that are well known. I suppose a lot of people too would have remembered the Michael Collins movie when they were at the ballroom scene when they were told that the war was over, and Frank Patterson, the tenor, was singing Mucushla, which was a very, very, very famous recording at that time by John McCormack, who would have been our favourite tenor at that time. So it was lovely to go back and look at these songs. The very famous movie, The Wind That Shakes the Barley, we have a choral arrangement of that as well, and a lot of people mightn't understand the significance of the song, but it's from the 1798 time period. So we've delved into going way back into the songs that were from the 1798 rebellion into the 19th century rebellion and up into this, and these songs have carried the 200 and odd years up to this period. So it's been great fun, and just doing the digging and the delving into finding these songs too.
It sounds like a fabulous show. And Jonathan, will there be dance in it?
Yeah, there's everything we have. So we've two choirs. We've Opus and we've our own choir, mm-hmm, as well, who've joined together. We have a lot of members from our academy, the younger members, and we've musicians, a lot of Sliabh Lucan musicians who'll be part of it, and our own cast members as well. So I think there'll be about 70 people involved, mm-hmm, in it.
Okay, how long have you been working on this?
Full time, maybe about a month like that. But I suppose we started back in the summer doing the research. I mean, because we had to look into it and, like, say we had to kind of figure out, okay, who were the people. So if you look at the music, and Sliabh Lucan music is so strong here as well, and the likes of Páraic O'Keefe, with the festivals on this weekend as well. Like, he was born in 1887, so he was around at the time, teaching these tunes and travelling around the place. Johnny O'Leary, a great box player, again, he was born in 1923, I think, and we're actually using some of his grandson's tunes, Brian O'Leary, so that music is coming into as well. The dance, as you know, is a passion of mine as well, like that. So the likes of Gerry Munnix, who was born in 1883, was, like, travelling all around North Kerry teaching to these people
at that time.
At that time, and all these people like Jack Lyons and Ballybunion was born, was learning steps in 1918. Sheila Ball was born in 1921, I think. You know what I mean? So there's all these connections, and then as I said, the football is just, the stories coming off the football are amazing, like amazing of people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is it a show, Martina, for everyone? Would it appeal to all ages?
Oh, it definitely is. And like Jonathan said, we've been working on it full time for the past 2 months, I suppose, really. But during the summer, when the idea was put to us by Kerry County Council and Tommy O'Connor, and again, as Jonathan said, the support we've gotten from Kerry County Library has been superb, just access to everything. And Jonathan and I spent a wonderful day with Gabriel Fitzmaurice and a friend of his as well, who gave us such an insight into the history and what was going on. And it just, we said, okay, how are we going to see the public don't want the whole politics, and they don't want all about the war dragged up again. So we said the people are very, very important. At what were they doing? It was a very, very difficult time for the ordinary man, woman and child in the street. So therefore, it was easy for us then to go down the road of the songs, the dance, the music, the football. I've read so much about Kerry football all summer. It's been fantastic. And just the joy that it brought to people.
Well, before we run out of time, we better ask you both, when is it on? When can we see it?
It's on tomorrow night in Sheamsa at 8 o'clock. And it's about an hour and a half, the production itself, like at so at 8 p.m. and one night only, so get booking tickets. And
it's a pity it's not on for more than one night, but I suppose it's a big production.
It is, and this time of year as well, is kind of to keep people together as hard. But look, again, you never know. I mean, if people enjoyed it, and there's always possibilities of restaging again. But initially, we said we'd just go one and put it on and do it once.
Tomorrow night at Sheamsa.
Tomorrow night, Friday night.
It sounds like a fabulous show.
It will be.
Folks, thank you both so much for coming in to tell us about it, and for all the hard work and research you've done on it. Jonathan Kelleher and Martina Murphy from Sheamsa joining me here in studio. The show is called Kultur, and it's on at Sheamsa Tíre tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.